Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see, Tim and Savage kicking off this show for us here this morning with some of the messages coming in, whether it's on X or whether it's on the Montana Talks app. I was going to start with the post on X from about 16 hours ago, but why don't we go with the message on the Montana Talks app that just came in about 7 minutes ago. This one came in from Tim in Savage just before the top of the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Bus and subway fares went up today in New York City. That must have been a Fox News headline that just came. No, actually, this came in before the Fox News update, so I hadn't seen that story yet. He says the bus and the subway fares went up today in New York City. How will the socialist blame this on Trump? Is there a board big enough to start keeping track of every promise Mamdani made that will turn out to be a lie? Man, one of those, you got me thinking of one of those gigantic, tall, massive screens in Times Square in Manhattan. Maybe they should have a promises made and promises unkept by Mamdani message in there that they could track all these false promises. But man, I tell you what, you want to cover Times Square with false promises and you just look at the history of socialism. Look at the history of communism. Really, they're all cut from the same cloth, and you will see just failure after failure after failure, along with millions that have been killed. By the way, I was on that front, speaking of the commie Mamdani, I was on Newsmax again, I think Friday night, I think it was when I was on. But just a couple of segments before I was on Newsmax, you guys remember Michael Savage, who was on some of these very radio stations, Dr. Michael Savage? He was on just a few minutes before me, and it was fun listening into him, and that was the point he made. He went into the history of socialism, communism, and all these isms and how they're all cut from the same cloth. But man, speaking of New York City, isn't it just very ironic how New York City installed this socialist mayor? You know, the Big Apple, much like how Venezuela used to be like the crown jewel economically of South America, and then socialists took over and they destroyed the crown jewel of South America. Look at what has happened to the Big Apple. The Democrats have just cut so many wormholes into the Big Apple. And so we've seen the downfall of Venezuela. We've seen the downfall of New York City because of these Democrat socialists who were already in power in New York City. And then they reward the arsonist who burned down the house with the keys to the shed out back. But isn't it just so interesting that, you know, on January 1st, a socialist was sworn in as mayor of New York City, and then 2 days later, Donald Trump, with a big message, takes out this narco-terrorist socialist dictator in Venezuela. Incredible news that happened over the weekend. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about all that and more. By the way, Tim and Savage, what did he share 16 hours ago? A former McDonald's employee just liberated the entire country of Venezuela. Believe in yourself. I do a great post on X by Tim and Savage yesterday. Back after this.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Hey man, thanks for coming so fast. I couldn't get anyone else to pick up.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. I'm not complaining though. Business is way up lately.
Wow, good for you. I've been trying to grow my accounting practice, but it's been pretty slow.
Yeah, I was in the same boat last year. What really helped me was checking out this site, mylocalcustomers.com.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, most people haven't. It gives you a look at how many people in town are searching for what you do, and it also provides a plan to help them actually find you.
Like online?
Exactly. It's eye-opening, and it only takes a couple minutes to get started.
Huh, well, you fixed my sink. Maybe you just fixed my business, too.
Want to know how many people in your area are searching for your type of business? Start with a local customer analysis at mylocalcustomers.com. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to mylocalcustomers.com today.
That's mylocalcustomers.com. Mylocalcustomers.com.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's just jump right into the phone calls here this morning. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Your reactions to the big news over the weekend. Plus, I'll give you some reactions from the Montana Congressional delegation and so much more. Plus, I'm just going to call it funny news out of Missoula. It's the Missoula Funnies. They already had a protest on Sunday. But first, into the phone lines we go. Nancy in Roundup, of course, first on this Monday morning. Nancy, great to hear from you.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm telling you, Montana Talks family, my God, what a big bang to start the new year of 2026. Our president, and I'm not surprised that he did send some of our special forces into Venezuela. And this is going to free not only the Venezuelan people, but also we Americans, because right now the Venezuelans that entered our country illegally during the Biden years, I think there's about 800,000. They're already talking about going back to their homeland. That's going to help us out economically. And China is really angry, and because they can no longer harvest the silver from Venezuela that they've been using for their conductors for their microchip manufacturing. So this is going to set them back financially. Cuba's pissed. They're not going to get any Venezuelan oil. I don't care. Our enemies are taking notice. The USA is a world power. This is the kind of country I grew up in, kids. This is the kind of country I grew up in, where we had law and order, and our leaders were fearless. They went out, and they went after our enemies. So I just want you to know that from somebody that was born and raised in the 1950s. This is it. This is the real USA. And I'm very proud of our president. I'm very proud of the Delta Force. And God bless America. Damn it, God bless our country.
What a great message. Yeah, I loved especially your message to the kids out there that have only seen, frankly, what they see as American failure, frankly, that was pushed, especially in the last few years by the Biden regime, right? That Trump is reminding us what America is supposed to be, and we're not just going to get walked on anymore. Yeah, it's great to hear from Nancy first thing on this Monday morning, because how many times have we talked about the criminal illegal aliens that were allowed to invade this country? Remember early on, remember when we were talking about these migrant caravans that were coming up to our southern border. Very early on, we interviewed former CIA operations officer Sam Faddis, who said, look, everybody's asking the question, where are they? Who is funding these migrant caravans of these criminal illegal aliens? And he said, look, you can read it in the open source news reports. It's coming from Venezuela, and they're getting their support through Lebanese Hezbollah and the Iranian proxy groups and the Iranian terrorists. By the way, the funniest headline I think I saw earlier this morning was that Nicolai Maduro, it's not Nicholas, it's Nicolai, because he's a communist brother, of course, with Cuba and all the other bad actors that Nancy mentioned there. Nicolai Maduro was bragging just a few days ago that there's no way the United States would be able to come get him because they had Iranian air defense systems in Venezuela. How did the Iranian air defense systems work when the Iranians were trying to defend their nuclear facilities? How did the Iranian air defense systems work Saturday morning? I mean, that is just, man, you talk about a powerful message sent to dictators in Cuba, to dictators in Iran, to dictators worldwide. And, oh, by the way, the other interesting thing, the communist Chinese had a delegation on the ground on Friday. The Chinese had a big visit to Venezuela on Friday. This was all over a lot of the open source news accounts as well. And then later that same night, the United States of America and these incredible badass operators come in the dark of night and go right into his freaking bedroom and snatch that narco-terrorist dictator thug right out of his own bedroom. And think about it. The Chinese delegation had visited earlier that day, and apparently they had there was some senator on – one of the Republican senators was on the Sunday shows yesterday saying how basically even the Chinese had no idea what was about to take place. Absolutely brilliant. And I'll tell you what, you look at just the blurred out faces of those operators that pulled this off. Absolutely incredible. And the aircraft crews and everything all the way around. Absolutely incredible operation. I mean, you just think about it. You think about it. This is stuff that you would only think would happen in movies, but it happened in real life on Saturday morning. I thought Montana's getting back to the Montana delegation reaction here. I thought one of the best reactions to the whole big news over the weekend actually came from, of course, Navy SEAL veteran and Montana's own U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy, because all these Democrats were already complaining, already attacking the President of the United States for this successful operation, even though the Democrats themselves were the ones that put in place a $25 million bounty calling for the arrest of Nicolai Maduro. You know, and then Trump actually gets it done, and our incredible U.S. military and law enforcement and intelligence gets it done, and the Democrats are attacking it and criticizing it. And the far-left nut jobs in Missoula were already out on the bridge that they have to tear down protesting it. But Tim Sheehy shared the words of Joe Biden. Trump talks tough on Venezuela but admires thugs and dictators like Nicolai Maduro. As president, I will stand with the Venezuelan people and for democracy. And Senator Tim Sheehy shared that on X over the weekend and said, this aged about as poorly as Joe Biden. So I thought that was definitely one of the best responses of the entire weekend. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or message us on the app.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at the Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file with 100% accuracy for your maximum refund. Guaranteed. Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way. File your federal return by February 8th for $22.99, and I'll help you get the refund you deserve. Take it from me, a talking calculator speaking to you through the speakers of wherever you are. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Western Ranch Supply, your trusted farm and ranch partner for over 70 years, working hard for you and your operation, providing the right tools, knowledge, and quality to ensure your success year after year. Doing business on a handshake still means something to us. Locally owned and operated in Montana, we are only a call or click away. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country.
Want a chance to win a hunt to South Africa or Argentina? Learn about calling elk or get tips on where and when to catch the best fish? It's the Big Sky Outdoor Expo, January 16th through 18th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. Free coloring contest for the kids, plus big buck hunter and a fishing pond too. Daily door prize giveaways from wonderful sponsors, including Black Gold Sights, Shields, Cabela's, and Davis Tent. January 16th through 18th, don't miss the Big Sky Outdoor Expo at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lane Nordland. As farmers and ranchers look to diversify their agriculture operations, many are turning to sheep and targeted grazing with the wool and lamb species to be profitable out in the countryside. Erica Sanko is Director of Analytics and Production Programs at the American Sheep Industry Association.
So when we talk about targeted grazing, we're talking about managing vegetation. Could be for fire abatement, could be for invasive species. In recent years, we've seen a big popularity in using sheep to graze solar arrays to help manage that vegetation, which has been a huge opportunity for the sheep industry in the most recent years.
And a new targeted grazing publication has recently been released.
Earlier this year, we released a new book, Targeted Grazing 101, which takes information, lessons learned, as well as the fundamentals for any producer that would like to pursue offering a targeted grazing service business. One thing about targeted grazing for the sheep industry and the livestock industry in whole is it has taken a threat to our industry of livestock grazing and has turned it into an opportunity and a positive aspect, showing how positive and the beneficial effects that utilizing sheep grazing on vegetation, on forage for a targeted management purpose.
To get your hands on a copy of Targeted Grazing 101, visit sheepusa.org.
Cattle Producers 2025 delivered record highs driven by tight supplies and strong demand, and the outlook for 2026 remains strong. This optimism sets the stage for the first major auction of the year, Superior's Bellringer Video Auction in Oklahoma City. January 6th and 7th, over 80,000 head of quality calves, feeders, and breadstock sell from ranchers you trust. Browse the catalog or watch online at superiorlivestock.com or bid online at superiorclicktobid.com.
Mark your calendars. The NPGA Annual Convention is coming to Minot, North Dakota, January 27th at the Sleepin' and Suites. A full day of insights and conversation with keynote speaker Sean Haney of Real Agriculture, plus expert perspectives from operational meteorologist Andrew Pritchard and plant pathologist Dr. Frankie Crutcher. Market outlooks, weather trends, disease management. This is a can't-miss event. Registration is now open at northernpulse.com. That's the NPGA Annual Convention, January 27th in Minot.
The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed new Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule to give U.S. agriculture more clarity on what constitutes an actual water of the U.S. has a public comment deadline ending later today. Courtney Briggs with the American Farm Bureau Federation said the time is now for farmers and ranchers to submit their comments.
It's important that the EPA and the Army Corps hear the voice of agriculture. They can go to regulations.gov and search for WOTUS and provide their comments there, or on our website at fb.org, searching WOTUS, and you can go to our advocacy page, and we have set it up for our members to engage.
Briggs said it's important that farmers and ranchers highlight this is a durable rule.
One that faithfully implements the Supreme Court's decision in Sackett, and one that we think is going to inject a lot of clarity and certainty for the regulated community. So I think farmers need to express that this is a positive rule, moving in the right direction, and express their support for the rule.
Even though the deadline for submitting comments on the new WOTUS rule ends this afternoon, there is still a lengthy process before the rule can be implemented. To make a comment yourself and for more information, visit fb.org/WOTUS today. Again, the deadline to submit comments on the new Waters of the U.S. rule ends later today. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I thought Lane would have would be throwing in one of his Go Bobcats messages there at the tail end of the Farm and Ranch Report. He'll probably have it for us next hour of the show. Yeah, I bet he's probably down in Nashville right now as we speak. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I'm used to these FCS National Championship football games. It seems like they're typically on Saturdays in years past. So this one kind of caught me by surprise. It's coming up tonight already. Saw a couple of headlines here. Montana State undeterred by the bright lights of Nashville, focused on the main thing ahead of the FCS championship. That was the headline on Slim Kimmel's coverage. Slim's a great guy. Slim Kimmel's coverage for MTN Sports. Plus, we've got a little primer on our Montana Talks website for you as well. Montana State versus Illinois State. Here is what you need to know. Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. This is the other big story of the day today, of course, as well, on top of the big national news over the weekend here. But, yeah, tonight the Montana State Bobcats playing Illinois State in Nashville for the national championship. Bobcat fans are hoping, wishing, and praying that the Cats bring home their first national championship since 1984. Literally, I was 4 years old the last time the Bobcats had a national championship in football. And you know, over the years, I mean, the Bobcats have had now a few runs at the national championship. They've been in the national championship game, you know, several times now in the past few years. And the Montana Grizzlies, of course, made it to the national championship as well. And so it's been fun catching up. In fact, I got to interview one of the players from that 1984 team. I think it was last year or maybe a few years before that. I did just get a message from Montana State University Athletic Director Leon Costello. He's going to be able to join us here later this morning. And who knows, we may also get a phone call from the Flint. I call him the Flint. I'm just the other Flint. The Flint is Flint Rasmussen, the rodeo entertainment great Flint Rasmussen. He was the MC. They had a big party for all the, 7,000-plus Bobcat fans that are down in Nashville over the weekend and right now as we speak. And by the way, I remember last year. In fact, I was going back. I was looking through my email traffic because I needed to find Leon and Cruz's email. So I was searching my email, and it was 1 year ago when we had him on as the Bobcats were in the national championship then. And so anyway, yeah, it's crazy that here we are again. But I really think they can pull it off. I think they're going to pull it off this year. I think this is going to be their year, first time since 1984 that they will come home with a national championship. Although, you know, I mean, you think about it. Apparently, our producer Caden Bjornstedt was telling me that the Bobcats are favored by 10. That's what the odds makers are saying right now. The Bobcats are favored by 10. You know, because you've got the number two ranked Montana State Bobcats that are taking on the unranked Illinois State. What are they? The Redbirds? I can't even tell you what they're
what their freaking, you know, motto is, because they're basically so new on the FCS scene. But man, Illinois State has been tough, especially. All right. Hey, he's on the phone lines early, so let's just jump right into it. I've got a great guest joining us live here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Good friend of mine, a great guy. He has served in the military himself. When I first got to meet Tim Tyler, we were both serving in eastern Afghanistan. He was working as an intelligence advisor to the Afghan Army, but he's worked in throughout his military career, then his civilian advising career. He has worked at the U.S. Embassy in Panama. He's worked at the U.S. Embassy in Bolivia, and of course, experience all over the world. But Tim Tyler, he's also written a great book about the decline and fall of the Shah in Iran as well. He's written a book about Panama. But Tim Tyler, great to have you back on the show, my friend, and Happy New Year to you.
But hey, Happy New Year to you, Aaron. Glad to be here.
Well, what was your reaction on Saturday morning? I slept in. You know, I slept in till 6 o'clock in the morning, and the first thing I had in my on my phone was a notification from Truth Social with President's message that Nicolai Maduro had been captured. I mean, just remarkable news.
Well, you know, Maduro seemed to be a guy who was happy to export a lot of drugs to America and was happy to let a lot of violent Venezuelan prisoners come here to America. And he seemed to think that was okay. And I think it was a rude awakening for him to suddenly be arrested by U.S. forces and be put on trial for that.
The funniest meme that I think I saw over the weekend was the fat J.D. Vance memes, if you've ever seen these. And they showed the fat, which is not the real J.D. Vance, they showed the fat, it's his AI creation, the fat J.D. Vance was looking at him through his bedroom window before U.S. forces captured him, and I just had to laugh at that one. But because, yeah, I mean, he got pulled out of his bedroom in his Nike pajamas. I mean, Colin Kaepernick would have been proud.
No, I've seen those pictures of him, too, walking into New York City being arrested. And, you know, I think it's a great day for justice because this was a guy who was basically operating outside of the law. He was not only thumbing his nose at the U.S., but let's not forget, he was exporting a lot of drugs to Europe. And these are drugs that a lot of people were overdosing on. These were drugs that were wrecking families. Now, this is a great day that someone who's a drug trafficker is finally in jail.
Well, and then we've even got examples right here in Montana of Nicolai Maduro's thuggish reign. And you're right. He was not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. This was fundamentally a law enforcement operation. That's why federal law enforcement was there in the lead with the incredible U.S. military special operations forces that apparently pulled this whole thing off. Tim Tyler, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. Time to, you know, refill a good cup of coffee, and then we'll chat more with you after this. Plus, I've got some sound bites from the President, Secretary of War, and others that we could add in. And, of course, the incredible Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, that we could add into the mix as well. But, yeah, Trende Aragua. Now, you guys here in Montana know who Trende Aragua is because we've had these Trende Aragua thugs right here in our state because of Nicolai Maduro.
Leg, please.
The one from the mahogany dining room set or the oak chair from the living room set?
Oh, the oak ones. I think they smell better.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Feel that heat. Honey.
Yeah.
Instead of burning the furniture in our house to stay warm, can't we just get replacement windows?
Honey, we've been through this. Those window companies subcontract the work out, and once they get started, well, good luck seeing them again.
Not if we use Renewal by Anderson. They only do windows, no subcontractors. Plus, they use certified master installers.
All they're going to do is go to a home repair store and pick something off the rack. Heck, I can do that. Oh, hand me that coffee tabletop, please.
No, they have in-home consultations, and they're 100% custom. Plus, they're energy efficient, low maintenance, and we won't have to burn any of our own furniture.
Okay, I'll call in the morning. In the meantime, do you still have that makeup table you had as a kid? I mean,
not
it's all
makeup.
Solid.
For a perfect fit, call 406-259-3944. Renewal by Anderson of Montana.
Securing America.
Federal officials in North Carolina say they foiled a terrorist plot in Mint Hill. 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant pledged allegiance to ISIS to one undercover agent, then told a second agent details of his plan to attack people with hammers and knives at a grocery store.
This investigation highlights the very real threat
posts by people who self-radicalize online and are inspired by jihadist ideologies.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Jim Barnicle said they came across Sturdivant as a minor when he was in touch with an ISIS member 3 years ago.
Sturdivant received direction from the unidentified ISIS member to dress in all black, knock on people's doors, and attack them with a hammer. And fortunately, his family stepped in.
But last month, they found an ISIS-supporting TikTok account belonging to Sturdivant. When they searched his home, they said last Monday they found hammers, knives, and a written plan of attack. He was arrested New Year's Eve. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, yeah, we've got a great show for you here all morning long. We're going to be talking about the arrest and the capture of Nicolai Maduro in Venezuela. And, of course, Montana State in the big national championship game. Plus, we'll get to business news coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show as well. Yeah, my good friend Tim Tyler, he's are you in New York today or are you back home in Georgia today, Tim?
I'm back in Evans, Georgia.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. I saw a note that you might be in New York or something, and so I felt bad for you there for a moment. But, yeah, Tim Tyler here, like I say, he wrote an incredible book about the decline and fall of the Shah in Iran. In fact, I loaned that book out to somebody, and I never got it back, and it's such a great book. I'll have to get another copy here one of these days. He's got a master's from Harvard. Don't hold that against him, though. He served in the Navy in Desert Storm. He was later in Kuwait and Afghanistan. He's been a civilian advisor for both the Department of Defense and the State Department. He also wrote a book about a history of Panama. Tim, I know that the thing you wanted to highlight, and this is going to be great insight for our listeners here, because we're going to talk later about the liberal nut jobs in Missoula were already protesting yesterday. The Democrat socialists in Missoula already staged a protest yesterday. And it's just like, my goodness, you people have no idea, do you? But the Democrats are freaking out right now about the fact that, you know, that we went in and arrested Nicolai Maduro. And you were telling me during the break, look, this, we've arrested a whole bunch of world leaders before. I mentioned, you know, you had Noriega, but there is a laundry list of world leaders who've been arrested in the past.
That is correct, Aaron. And this actually goes all the way back to 1945, when we put leaders of Nazi Germany and Japan on trial for war crimes. You know, I don't think any of the Democrats would look back and say, oh, wait a minute, putting various Nazi generals on trial at the end of World War II was a bad thing. But that's when this legal precedent was established, that just because you're a world leader, you are not exempt from prosecution for trials. We put Grand Admiral Dönitz, who was the second leader of Nazi Germany, on trial at the end of World War II. You know, we put Göring, Hermann Göring, who was the head of the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, on trial for crimes at the end of World War II. That's when this precedent was established. Donald Trump is not doing something that no other president has done. He is following well-established legal precedents.
Yeah, and this goes back to a question because, you know, from a legal standpoint, there's even some on the libertarian right who are taking shots at this, and they might say, well, wait, we were in a war then with Nazi Germany, so of course we were. No, the war was over at the point that these arrests and these prosecutions took place, and so that, I think that's another important point that needs to be stressed here.
Oh, 100%. You know, Karl Dönitz, when he was put on trial at the Nuremberg trials, the war had been over. Prime Minister Tojo, the former leader of Japan, when he was put on trial, the war had been over. What Nuremberg was all about was establishing the principle that no one is exempt from being prosecuted for trials, for crimes. And, you know, in 1989, we invaded Panama. General Antonio Manuel Noriega had already been convicted by two grand juries. He'd been indicted, rather, by two grand juries for drug trafficking and money laundering. He was put on trial eventually in Miami. Now, Noriega was given the chance to have his own defense attorney. You know, he wasn't put on trial where he didn't have a chance to defend himself. And I'm sure that the president, former president of Venezuela, will be given the same legal courtesies. But this is a great day for America when we arrest a guy who's involved with drug trafficking and a guy who's involved in sending violent prisoners to America.
Well, and on that front, I mean, right here in Montana, I have covered several news stories where we've had Trende Aragua narco-terrorist thugs arrested right here in Montana, in Aurora, Colorado. In fact, I was using AI to try to run some numbers for me. Okay, so Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. Caracas, Venezuela, from the island territory of Puerto Rico, is about the same distance as the crow flies from Billings, Montana, to Denver, Colorado. Right, so giving you an idea of how close this is to American territories. And so, but, you know, Aurora, Colorado had, you know, Trende Aragua thugs. Remember it's just a handful of apartments being taken over by Trende Aragua narco-terrorists. I mean, President Trump mentioned Jocelyn Nungery, that young lady who was raped and slaughtered by these Trende Aragua thugs. We've had narco-terrorists targeting Montana, especially targeting our Indian reservations here in Montana. So these people who act like, oh, how is this America first? This is everything about America first in the Monroe Doctrine, or the Donroe Doctrine, as they're calling it now.
No, absolutely. And, you know, in my own state of Georgia, we had a girl at University of Georgia who was raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant. You know, I mean, don't the people who are going to college, don't they have a right to live? I'm amazed at all the people who are objecting about Maduro being arrested. Where were they when this innocent girl who was out running, you know, just jogging in the evening, got raped and murdered? Where are the protests about her?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, here is the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats, I think it was Joe Biden's administration, put a $25 million a bounty out there for the arrest, award out there for the arrest of Nicolai Maduro. And now you've got Kamala Harris, who just a handful of years ago was virtue signaling about how awful Maduro is for the people of Venezuela. But now that Trump actually delivered Maduro for the people of Venezuela, she's attacking Trump. Give us also kind of your take on just the history, or what you see taking place all across Latin America, South America in particular right now. I mean, Javier Milei, that's where this wave of freedom really started, and then the Chilean elections recently. I mean, basically, you're seeing, you know, as Sean Hannity would say, freedom is back in style. Freedom is on the march across South America right now.
Oh, that's correct. And you're also overlooking Bolivia. Bolivia just finally elected a conservative president. You know, Bolivia had a very leftist president called Evo Morales. The first thing Evo Morales did was he kicked out all of the DEA agents from Bolivia. We had several hundred agents working there with the Bolivian police to arrest cocaine producers, because unfortunately Bolivia is one of the largest producers of cocaine in the world. You know, I don't have to tell you and your listeners how much cocaine destroys people's lives. And you know, so we've got a conservative president there. He's, you know, asking us to come back in. Panama, we've got a pro-American administration there. They are working with the State Department, who is headed by Marco Rubio, to try to rein in some of the Chinese influence. And, you know, I want to be very honest. I'm very grateful to have Marco Rubio as the Secretary of State right now, the first Latino Secretary of State, a man who's not only fluent in Spanish, but knows Cuban politics very well. I would not be surprised if you start seeing some major uprisings in Cuba, because this is a country where people don't have enough groceries. You know, people are having electricity outages every day. I think that's going to be act two of this. You're going to start to see some problems in Cuba very shortly.
Well, especially with that, you know, oil, you know, blockade in effect, which that's the leverage President Trump is talking about right now, because, of course, elements of the Maduro regime are still in place and still in power, although they're a lot more conciliatory to President Trump right now than they were with their tough talk early on over the weekend. Tim Tyler, about a minute or so to go before the next break. What else do you want to tell our listeners back here in Montana that you think is important to know?
Well, you know, we killed a lot of Cuban mercenaries who were basically protecting Maduro. I'd like the listeners to remember we fought Cubans in Panama in 1989. We also fought Cubans in Grenada in October 1983. Cuba is a bad actor in Latin America, and we've got to rein in a lot of their excesses.
Great point. Great history. Tim Tyler, you can check out his books, Start with the Decline and Fall of the Shah. He's got the history of Panama. You can find it. I'm sure they can just go on Amazon or anything like that and find them, right, Tim?
BarnesandNoble.com. That's where you can find them all.
Best place to find them. All right. Well, Happy New Year to my friend. Thanks for joining us. Great insight.
Thank you. Great to be on your show, Aaron.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. Yeah, quick break here on Montana Talks. We do have the phone lines open for you, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, I just got one from John in Bozeman. I'll get to that message coming up after the break, and looks like a couple of more coming in here as well. So, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or you can call in right now, 406-294-0970. Yeah, I've got the headline at MontanaTalks.com right now. Already a protest in Missoula. I saw a video of the protesters in Missoula protesting the takedown of Maduro, and the NBC Montana comments are just gold. I'll share some of those with you after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
With the difference with Donald Trump is many folds here. Because not only is he giving the largest tax cuts in history, and that includes for working men and women, that includes no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. This is where I say that the Republican Party is now the party of hardworking men and women, and the president understands that, and he wants to represent people like that, and he did so in the first 3 years of his first term. That's why we had record low unemployment for every demographic group in the country, and it was one record set after another record set after another record set. It just kept going, and then of course COVID hit, and everything stopped on a dime.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, folks, time to talk about real money, gold and silver. Now, the analysts, you know, the guys behind closed doors digging deep into the data, well, they are making big predictions for 2026. Now, they now see gold hitting $5,000 an ounce. Wow. How about silver? We're talking about silver surging toward an unbelievable $100 an ounce. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not waiting until I see these prices in the headlines. I'm taking action now. That's why I am a customer of the best in the business, and that is Gold Co. They are my number one pick for gold and silver. I trust them to help diversify and protect my retirement savings. Right now, they're offering you a free 2026 gold and silver kit, plus a limited time offer where you can get 10% instant match in bonus gold or silver just for getting started. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D, or HannityGold, one word, .com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunny breaks early on in the Billings area, otherwise staying with more clouds towards Bozeman, where a few rain or snow showers are possible into the day today. High temperatures will stay in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area, where they could see an isolated rain shower later today. Isolated rain showers or a little snow shower activity in spots early tonight, especially towards Bozeman. Lows near 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you guys missed it over the holidays, we had some great content. We caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about that massive drug bust in St. Regis, where they also had 41 deportation arrests in an operation out of St. Regis, Montana. Plus, our friend John Jackson had a great conversation with State Representative Jody Etchart talking about health care and more. You can find all of that audio on Spotify or download the Montana Talks app, and you can catch up on everything you missed.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we've gone the whole hour here, and I haven't even played a soundbite from the President of the United States here. Although I've had him in the Fox News updates, so let me see. Let's roll this one here via Rapid Response 47.
I've never seen anything like this. I was able to watch it in real time, and I watched every aspect of it, and I listened to the communication between, you know, where we were in Florida and out in the field in Venezuela. And it was amazing to see the professionalism, the quality of leadership, the professionalism. General Raisin Gain is fantastic. Don't forget, we did another one not so long ago. It was called the knocking out of the Iranian nuclear threat, the nuclear power. That was unbelievable what they did there. And this is something that, I don't know, it's amazing. And to have a few injuries but no death on our side is really amazing.
Yeah, there you go. That was President Trump called into Fox and Friends, I believe Saturday morning on the weekend edition there. The messages on the Montana Talks app here, let me get right into those. John and Bozeman, yeah, if you guys didn't see the video yet of the Democrat Socialists of Western Montana. So Tim and Savage actually sent me the flyer. There was a flyer from the Democrat Socialists of Western Montana promoting the rally, the protest that they had against the seizure of Maduro. And, of course, the left once again telling you exactly what they stand for. And it was shared by the so-called Peace Center in Missoula. You know, we haven't heard anything from the Peace Center in Missoula, but, all of a sudden their leftist dictator gets arrested, and all of a sudden the Peace Center activists show up. They couldn't show up to talk about all of the peace agreements secured by President Trump, but he takes out a narco-terrorist, and all of a sudden they're big mad. Anyway, John and Bozeman says this: all these protesters out and about, I bet the majority of them don't have a clue what they are even protesting about. I heard a news media source this weekend actually said there is no proof of any illegal drugs coming into the U.S. from Venezuela. So this is what the protesters are hearing and believing. And lastly, I have never in my life been so wrong about a politician as I have with John Fetterman. John, I'm with you there. John Fetterman came out. He's one of the very few Democrats who came out and is praising our U.S. military, praising this operation to take down Nicolai Maduro. While so many of the rest of the Democrats, they're either silent because they know Trump did the right thing and they know they'd be outright hypocrites if they said that, or frankly, they're just big mad that they lost another leftist dictator in the West, in the Western Hemisphere. Let's see, we got another message here from Cameron in Billings. And I think this is very good insight here from Cameron in Billings, because this is the playbook that the Democrats are going to run with now moving forward. They're going to say, okay, you got him. No, stop. Don't do anything else. So Cameron says this: the capture of Maduro is fantastic. Now let's give Venezuela and its resources back to its people and GTFO. This is what this is. Cameron, this is good insight from Cameron, because it's exactly what the Democrats are going to do. Okay, hey, even though Maduro flooded this country with criminals, flooded this country with murderers and rapists and drugs and Tren de Aragua thugs, even right here in Montana, no, even though elements of Maduro's regime remain in power who were a part of the narco-terror operation flooding this country with criminals, no, just stop. Okay, you got Maduro. Okay, stop, don't do anything else. Allow them to consolidate and reorganize and attack America again. That's what the Democrats, that's what their argument's going to be moving forward. You just watch. So, Cameron, thanks for that. You gave us really good insight into exactly what the Democrats' talking points are going to be moving forward. All right. Let's see. We got Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal coming up in the 7 o'clock hour talking business news. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about all this Maduro news as well, because she always gives great insights. So that and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.